The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
The Low Payment Kings, powered by the Maholic Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Maholic. The Maholic Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Maholic Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running three additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
On today's episode, we speak to Inga Stettler, business manager here at the Winter Haven Chamber. Inga shares about her family's journey from Germany to the U.S., her experience growing up in Winter Haven, and much more. Welcome to the podcast, Inga.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. We like to, every time we have a new team member join, it's always fun to kind of put you in the hot seat. I know that part's not fun. But to be able to get you on the podcast to kind of learn more about you and who you are, honestly, it's great for me because we obviously are new to each other as well, and you're new to the team. So I thought it would be great for the listeners and our members to get to know you a little bit. So maybe the next time they see you at an event, they'll be like, hey, Inga, and they'll know a few fun facts about you. So if you wouldn't mind, Inga, just kind of telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Winter Haven.
Okay, my name is Inga Stettler. I came to Winter Haven when I was 4 years old.
Okay.
Don't remember it a whole lot, but right. My parents do. Mm-hmm. Originally, I was born out just outside of Detroit.
Okay.
My father was an engineer. My mother was a homemaker, but she actually was a pharmacist, but never was a pharmacist in the United States because her degree was from Germany.
Oh, wow.
So the U.S. wouldn't accept it. So
okay.
It's just one of those quirky little things. Mm-hmm. So she was basically a homemaker.
Okay.
For quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived, my parents came over from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents met each other. My dad was actually over in Germany on a business trip.
Oh, really?
And both sets of parents or grandparents, my grandparents, lived in the same town. My dad went to a farmer's market. My mother happened to be shopping there, and they met, introduced. My dad took a picture of my mother, and they started corresponding via mail.
No kidding.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's amazing. So when did they come to the United States?
They came. Now, my father came earlier, I believe late 50s.
Okay.
But my parents actually were married in the early 60s.
Okay.
And my mother came and didn't know any English.
Oh, wow.
Learned it out of a Sears catalog.
So you're kidding.
How long ago that is.
That's amazing.
But long story short, they lived up north, and the year, somewhere in the 60s, there was a real bad blizzard, and them and all their neighbors decided one day we're going to make it to Florida, and
really?
They all did.
No
so
kidding.
We came to Florida, came to Winter Haven, and So I went through the public school system, mm-hmm. started at Brigham because they were the only ones who had a kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
And then went to Elbert Elementary.
I went to Elbert Elementary, too.
Yep. Lived in the old neighborhood over there. Mm-hmm. I walked to school. We were only a couple blocks away, and we grew up. And so I went through the school system mm-hmm. here, and a lot of people that I met along the way, I'm still good friends with.
That's really cool.
Some of them I see often, and some I only see at our reunions.
Right.
So,
did you go to Winter Haven High School?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
Graduated in 1984.
Nice. I also went to Winter Haven High School, so that's fun.
Yeah.
So, did you say, you said Michigan, right?
Yes.
So, does that mean you're a Michigan fan, or are you kind of indifferent about it?
I'm indifferent.
Okay.
I don't, like I said, we left there when I was four, so
right.
I don't remember anything.
Okay.
My memories do not go that far
right.
back.
I don't, well, yeah, you know, I'm from Ohio, so I'm an Ohio State fan. So I always ask that if somebody comes on the podcast and they're from Michigan, I'm like, are you a Michigan fan? That might be a deal breaker. I'm just kidding.
No, my brother and sister-in-law are Ohio
they?
State
oh,
fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they
yeah.
live in Ohio.
That's
so.
Awesome. It's always nice to meet some Ohio State fans. Well, that's really cool. And that's really cool how your parents met and ended up over here. And you know what? I wonder, was it just to get away from the weather that they chose Florida?
Yeah, so they actually came down here on vacation. They were, you know, they came, went to, St. Armand Circle,
mm-hmm.
West Coast yep. a lot. Growing up as a family, we always went down to the Keys for lobster season.
Oh, okay.
So we went every year for a week or two, depending on, you know, if we could get away that mm-hmm. long or not. Mm-hmm. So grew up doing that.
So they kind of had their foot in the door for Florida,
yep.
you know?
Yep. They wanted to be here, and they chose Winter Haven because it was in Central Florida. They wanted to be amount of distance between both sides, both coasts, so mm-hmm. they could go to the beach. And also, so if a hurricane came, they wouldn't get hit as hard.
I think that there's some wisdom in that.
So.
And I bet you the traffic was completely different then than it is now, as far as, you know, the easiness of getting to a beach or Tampa, Orlando or anything
that. I mean, even the traffic in this area, in the Winter Haven,
right.
Polk County area.
It's gotten a little more.
It's gotten yeah. very busy over the last 5 years, I would say.
I just think there's so many people coming here that
mm-hmm.
you can really tell it's hard to hide now, you know.
Yeah, and it takes you a little longer to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, it does. And you just got to plan for it and roll with it. But that is super interesting, Inga, your parents and kind of how you came to Winter Haven. So I also wanted to ask you, and this is kind of a random question, but I think the name Inga is so unique and so fun. Is there a story behind maybe why your parents named you Inga?
Yes, but it's not as glamorous
That's okay.
as you would think. My parents are German,
mm-hmm.
but the name Inga is actually a Swedish name.
Okay.
And they had it picked out actually before they had my brother. He was born first, and mm-hmm. then I came 13 months later.
Oh, wow.
My mother and actually really my mother loved the name, and so that's what she named me. The only bad part is you know how you go to touristy areas and you see the little stands that have all the names, you know,
oh,
you can
yeah.
get keychains and whatever.
Yes.
Never found my name.
Really?
But we went to Sweden when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I was in high school. We went to Sweden, and the name Inga over there is kind of like Mary. Over
is
here,
it?
It's very common.
Okay.
So
you found some, did you find any merchandise with Inga on it then?
I did. I got myself a little necklace that had my
name on
it.
That's awesome.
So.
Well, I will say, I mean, it's kind of, that just means that you have a really unique name, because I feel like my name, Brianna, is so, you know, it's not very rare. So you can go anywhere and see something with Brianna on it. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it takes the specialness away from it, I guess. I like my name, but it's mm-hmm. cool to have a name, even though it's frustrating that you can't find it anywhere.
Well,
it's kind of fun.
I actually thought my parents made it up, and then we went on a cruise when I was 10, I believe.
Okay.
And the cruise director, her name was Inga, and she spelled it the way my name is spelled.
That's funny.
But before that, I thought my parents just made my name up.
Wow, that's so funny.
So.
Well, it's fun to have a unique name. It just means you stand out.
Yeah.
I like it. I personally like it. So, what are your favorite memories growing up here in Winter Haven? Because from 4 years old to now, I mean, you know, there could be quite a few memories that you have.
Actually, I grew up in the Lake Albert area, mm-hmm. school, you know, right close to the school. Weekends, after school, we would play on the school playgrounds. You know, you can't do that anymore, mm-hmm. but back then you could. And there was a whole group of us that would all get together. And, you know, back in that day, you followed wherever the bicycles were. And,
right.
And you met up with your friends, and then you were gone all day. We went mm-hmm. swimming down at Lake Albert. We mostly did the swimming at Lake Albert and then goofing around at Albert Elementary, yeah. just playing on the playground and, you know, doing basketball and that kind of mm-hmm. stuff, roller skating, all those kind of things. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was more laid back, more, you know, you just went outside and you played.
Yeah. I think, I think I'm like the last generation who had a little bit of both. So I remember vividly being outside all the time, you know, with my friends growing up. We barely had any TV time. It was mostly outside time. But I feel like kids now, it's a little bit different, you know.
Well, I think it's a lot of organized sports.
Yeah, and, that's true.
You know,
right.
Organized play dates uh-huh. and that kind of stuff.
It just looks different.
Yeah.
So it is interesting to see how that's changed. Is there anything else in Winter Haven that stands out to you that's really changed over the years that you can think of that you're like, wow, you know, this
well,
has changed
Well, Winter
a lot.
Haven High School is all brand new.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's not anything like it was when I went there.
Right.
And that was right when you and my daughter are
yeah.
about the same age. So
I was going to say, I remember being in portables. That's the word. Thank you. I remember being in the portables because they started. That's when they really started like refurbishing and mm-hmm. building all the new buildings. So me and Samantha were definitely in the midst of all of that.
And
chaos, organized chaos. But yeah, trekking out there to those, I'll never forget those portables.
Oh yeah. And when it rained, you were in mud.
Yeah. I don't have very fond memories of that, but it is interesting because, you know, there are people like you who remember it from, you know, way before. And now mm-hmm. there are some kids there who would have never known what it was before that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So things change, you know?
Oh yeah. That one definitely changed. I remember, high school football games, pep mm-hmm. rallies, dances.
Was that all at Denison Stadium still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, I don't think they do that anymore in middle school, but Denison actually had their own football team
oh.
and their own band and their
yeah,
own
I don't know
cheerleaders.
If they do that.
I mean, middle school had their, it was basically a mini version of the things we did in high school.
Okay. I would have had no idea.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of fun. I always wondered why Denison had a stadium, and I thought, oh, maybe it's just for Winter Haven High School to use, but that kind of answers that. They must have had some organized sports and stuff out there
yep.
for Denison.
I mean, they had football, cheerleading, everything.
Wow.
I mean, just like the high school did.
That's cool. That's really cool. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has been a stable and reliable banking partner in our community. Now in our third generation of family ownership, we strive daily to honor the legacy and traditions created by our founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, by providing outstanding service to our customers and the community. While other banks have changed names, consolidated, closed branches, and scaled back services, Citizens Bank and Trust has continued to expand and grow. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and our newest office in Plant City. Whether you prefer to bank in person, online, or on the go, our dedicated team of banking professionals is here to help. I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
Well, you just mentioned Samantha, your daughter, and I have on my questions to ask you that about your children. So you have two children. Would you mind telling us just a little bit about them?
Okay. I have a daughter, Samantha. She is your age. And then I have a son who's 25, 2 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha lives in New York City. She went up to New York City to study fashion, but the business side of it, graduated from FIT. She did the collegiate program, so she graduated. She did the collegiate program here in Winter Haven at Polk State and then went to FIT. So she graduated early, started working in the fashion industry, and did Pilates on the side. Transitioned out of the fashion industry because she went over to investment finance, kind of, but was an office manager. And then did more Pilates and really realized that fitness and health is where she really wanted to be. So she now works for a company called Body Rock. They actually have a franchise location in Tampa that's just recently opened up. But they have corporate locations in New York, in Manhattan, and also in California, San Francisco area. And I believe they're opening up some more in some other California areas.
Okay.
Not quite sure. She did mention it, but I couldn't remember the names right now off the top of my head. But she travels a lot with that and loving it. And then my son Matthew, he is over in Tampa. He also did the collegiate program and then went to FSU.
Oh, nice.
And graduated from there. And he is a online fraud analyst.
Oh, wow.
With a bank over in, in Tampa. I believe that's his title. I could be wrong. So
we won't quote you.
So anyway, but and they're both young and doing the single, fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, I've always admired Samantha because I just think it's so cool that she went out to New York City and pursuing your dreams and kind of taking a leap of faith. And I mean, going out to New York City is probably super intimidating. I don't know. It seems intimidating to me.
Well, I tell you what, moving and going to the dorms and everything, she was only 17. But
I mean,
that's
crazy because I feel like she's been there for a long time.
10 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time.
10 years. Yeah. And she, I give her kudos. I don't know if I could have done it at that age.
Me either. I know I couldn't have done it at that age. So I just admire people who kind of take the leap because I feel like you either thrive in New York City or you don't. You know, I feel like there's no in between.
Yeah. I do think that a lot of the young people that do go there, they're already focused exactly where, you know, they've narrowed down what they want to do. And so they're focused on a specific industry or specific school or university, that kind of stuff. So
you don't just go into it blindly. Yeah.
Exactly. You kind of, you know, you got to
go there for a reason almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's too expensive if you don't.
I know. Yeah. There's got to be a little bit of purpose behind that.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Your kids sound great. And obviously I know Sam to some degree and she just seems great. So you've done a great job with your two kids.
I like to hope, I like to think so. I hope so. You know, what they say will be different, but I guess.
No, I'm quite sure that they'd be singing your praises too, but that's always fun to hear a little bit about, you know, your family and all that good stuff. So thank you for sharing that, Inga. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So before you came to the chamber, you were working with the Polk Education Foundation. So would you mind telling us kind of about your experience there?
Okay. Yeah. I actually worked for the Polk Education Foundation for 5 years before coming here. It was my first. I've always done accounting, so this was my first stint in nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
So it was a learning experience. It was very busy, nonstop. They do a lot of scholarships. So that was something that was entirely new to me. And they have two different grant programs, and then they also do their own grants and stuff. So it was a kind of dive in and, you know, get acclimated and yeah. learn and that type of thing. There was never a lull.
I was going to say never a dull moment.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But there was, it was very busy, constantly busy. My coworkers were awesome. So I had a ball while I was there.
That's awesome. So where else have you worked, Inga?
Prior to that, I worked for a company called Wolf Controls Corporation. They were a sensor manufacturer that sold their sensors worldwide okay. for research and development. So
that's cool. So were they local, like Winter Haven?
Yes,
or?
They were local.
Okay.
They are now closed. But,
gotcha.
But they were local. So it was interesting. I got to travel a lot of different places,
okay.
which was really cool. I got
yeah.
to go to Moscow one time.
Wow.
Went to Amsterdam another time.
And this is all for work?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's really cool.
So, and the Moscow trip was actually very interesting because it was shortly after they opened up.
Okay.
To the West and stuff. So that was an experience.
I bet.
So,
man, I haven't been a lot of places. So I definitely, that's a goal in mind to get to some places outside of the country. So we'll get there. But that's really cool that you were able to do that. So you've been at the chamber for 2 months now, maybe 2 months and some change or something like that. I don't know that that's the exact marker. But what would you say your experience has been so far? Have you been enjoying it?
Yes.
Good.
Actually, everybody's been super welcoming. It's another learning experience.
I tell you, there's a lot going on.
Yes. What I didn't realize is how many events and networking and showcases and all sorts of different things. I knew the chamber was very active, but I didn't realize how active.
Right.
And it's a lot more than I thought, which is really cool. Jumping in, kind of learning.
It's kind of like drinking from a fire hose sometimes.
Yes.
But that's any new job. But it's definitely, I'm obviously happy to hear that, you know, your inclination was that. Obviously, we're very active. But once you get on the inside, it's definitely hard to not be like, wow, we really are doing a lot of stuff.
I am really amazed at how much the chamber does.
Yeah.
I just really had no clue.
Yeah. Well, hopefully our members listening feel that way and, you know, that they get enough opportunities to network and connect and for us to advocate on their behalf. So hopefully they feel that too. But I do get that. Coming into a new job, it's a little bit, I don't know if intimidating is the word, but, you know, it's a lot going on.
I think it's a little overwhelming at first.
Right.
Because there's a lot of...
A lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts and trying to figure out what part is what and learning, you know, what this is and what that does and
right.
what this is geared for or, you know, those kind of things.
Connecting it all is
yeah,
hard
connecting
at first.
The dots. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. So. Because there's so many and some of it's under the foundation and,
it's,
you know,
yep.
yeah. So it's
yep.
like keeping all that organized. But I promise it does get easier. 2 months in, you'll feel way different than when you've been here for 2 years. So hopefully it'll
oh, yeah.
only get easier, but.
Oh yeah. It'll get much, much easier for me once I figure out how things are
Absolutely.
And how things run and stuff.
You get in a groove.
Yeah, definitely.
But you definitely came at an interesting time. So Inga's been here for 2 months, but she also came at like the craziest time, which was annual meeting and UCC and Endeavor Serves. And so it really does feel like there's not like a real slow time here at the chamber. November and December are, I guess, quote unquote slow, but we're also gearing up for Community Fest and Taste of Winter Haven. So definitely feels like there's not a slow moment.
Oh yeah. And I just finished up one audit with the Polk Education
yeah.
Foundation
mm-hmm.
and then landed in another one.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's
so that
unfortunate
was a little,
timing.
Yeah, that was a little overwhelming at first.
I
but
bet.
It's fine.
Well, Inga's rocking it for those of you listening. We're obviously happy to have her on the team. But I wanted to ask you too, Inga, is there something in particular that you're looking forward to in this position? I know you've only been here for 2 months, so.
Well, I love that it's not far for me to drive anymore.
Yeah, hey, that's a plus. Absolutely.
It's an 8-minute commute.
Is it really?
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
So that part I'm actually really loving. Yeah. So if I want, I can go home for lunch for
a little bit,
you know, or run and do some local errands, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. So
it's definitely a perk.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
So and just being more local.
Yeah.
So
it's fun to be local. We like that. So is there anything that you like to do outside of work? I know you've mentioned a couple things to me that I'm like guessing in my mind would be your answer, but you might have some hobbies that I don't know about. So I'm going to let you answer, Inga.
Well, right now, okay, so we sold our house that we built a couple years ago, and we moved into the family home that my parents owned, and we are renovating that in the midst of that, doing it a little bit at a time. So I've been refinishing furniture.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I think that could be a little hobby that Inga's enjoying right now.
Yeah. So I've been doing a little bit of that. I like to go to the beach. We've been super busy though lately, mm-hmm. so I haven't gotten to the beach as much as I wanted to this summer. Hopefully next year will be
a little easier
beach time. So that I actually really do like. I did get to go see my brother in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
They moved into a new house, so I got to visit, and that was a nice little break.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I said, we're in the midst of renovating, making the house comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, those kind of things, trying to, when you combine a household with other household items that were in the other place.
That's true.
It's kind of, you know, and we're getting older and we're trying to get stuff ready for downsizing.
Yeah, that's a hard balance. But I feel like that could be a lot of fun and then maybe some days stressful. So there's a little bit of both there, I'm sure.
Yeah, when you move, you don't realize how much stuff you actually have.
Yeah. That's a painful part of it.
And then you do, and you're like, oh, I got way too much stuff.
And then that's the next task is organizing it and trying to decide, do I need this or can I throw this away?
Or you've realized, oh, I have five of these. I don't need
five
of these.
Yeah. So getting rid of stuff, giving stuff away, yard sales, the whole thing.
Yep.
Well, is there anything else, Inga, that we didn't cover that maybe you'd want our members or listeners to hear about you?
Well, some of the older members might actually remember my parents.
Okay.
Particularly my dad. Mm-hmm. But when we first came to Winter Haven, American Vulcan, that's on Dundee Road.
Yeah.
My dad was in partnership with a German firm.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So they actually, when they broke ground on that Jean Liddy building, my dad was president of Vulcan back then.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
fun fact.
So some of your older chamber members that have been in Winter Haven for years, they would remember my parents, George and Bridget Wolf.
That's really cool.
Anyway.
Well, Inga, we are extremely happy to have you on the team. I know you've only been here 2 months, but you're doing a great job. So if you're listening and you're a member, if you'd like to reach out to Inga and just congratulate her on being here at the Chamber and welcome her, her email is inga@winterhavenchamber.com if you want to reach out and just welcome her. Obviously, we're happy to have her as part of the team. So thank you for being on the podcast, Inga. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com. We'd like to thank today's podcast guest, Inga Stettler, business manager here at the Winter Haven Chamber. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.